The banner in dispute points out the disparities in the amount of parkland across the city. According to the nonprofit Building Healthy Communities, North Fresno residents enjoy 3.6 acres of extra parkland for every 1,000 people compared to those who live in South Fresno. But the banners won't be on fax buses anytime soon. Sandra Sullivan-Castro is with the group.
The city of Fresno decided that the sign behind me, this beautiful sign with this lovely young girl, is too controversial and too political for all of you to see.
In a written statement, Fresno Mayor Ashley Swearingen said the ad can't run on city buses because, quote, local rules prohibit any political speech from being included in city bus ads. John Kappetman with the Central Valley Health Policy Institute says the banner is a correct depiction of the north-south divide in Fresno.
There's almost a 10-year difference in how long people are expected to live in southeast Fresno versus north Fresno. Differences in diabetes, obesity. When they say we need more parks, they're picking up on what's really true.
The city says it encourages the group to use other forms of advertising that don't have restrictions. But the group says that blocking the banner is censorship. Last week, the Trust for Public Land ranked Fresno tied for last nationwide for the lowest park-to-city acreage in the country. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero.